different place or different space? Different place versus different space. Very different when it comes to understanding how to help yourself. I'm Chris Cuomo. I have made a mistake many times that I hope I can help you make less or maybe avoid at all. Welcome to another special episode of The Chris Cuomo Project. Cuomo on the couch, situated as thus and as the this. Please subscribe. Please follow. If you want some of the merch of where we're wearing our independence, being free agents, being critical thinkers, check it out on the YouTube page or find it on any of my social media.
Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from AG1. Listen, my brothers and sisters, you know that I take my health seriously, right? I'm an aging athlete. I'm dealing with long COVID. That's why AG1 is a big part of my game, and I have been taking it for many years. Why? Because it's one and done. I don't have to worry about the combinations. I don't have to worry about the price the same way. It's so much less expensive than taking all these things separately. And it's the deliverability. It's just a scoop and a glass of warm water for me, but you can put a scoop of it in whatever you want. And boop, down the hatch, and that's that. People ask me all the time, AG1, do you really take it? Yeah, it's all over my house. And I've been drinking it for a long time, and I think it works. I have partnered with AG1 for so long because they make a high-quality product that I trust to have as part of my routine every day. So, you want to replace whatever you're doing now? Start AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/CCP. That's drinkag1.com/CCP. Check it out. The Chris Cuomo Project is supported by All American Assets. Why? Because you need somebody to help you make the decisions. What do I do to get away from the markets? Should I just put my money in a tin can? No. But what you can do is hold physical gold and silver. And I'm not just talking about burying it in a chest like some pirate. You can put it in your 401k. You can put it in your IRA. Most people only think that you can get stocks, right? You know, maybe some bonds or something like that. But you didn't know that you could invest in your retirement accounts with these types of investments. Hard silver, hard gold. All American Assets offers a wide selection of different gold and silver products, all delivered right to your door or to a depository in safe, discreet, fully insured packaging. And if you got a 401k from a previous employer, or if you got an IRA, an IRA, you can just roll it over into physical gold and silver. You can also make a purchase with cash and fund your account by sending a check or wire. Now is the opportune moment. Start investing in precious metals, safeguarding your savings against these volatile markets. Visit allamericanassets.com for your free gold and silver investment guide, or go and call 888-390-2522. And you can learn how to turn your paper savings into gold, literally. Again, 888-390-2522, or visit allamericanassets.com.
Now, different place is not the same as different space. What does that mean? Oh, I got to get away. I've got to get out of this room. I must leave right now. I have to take a walk. Go take a walk. Taking a vacation. I'll talk to you on Monday. What are we doing? We're creating separation to break a dynamic, a cycle, a mood, and emotion. The travel, actual travel, is not only not central to the fix, but it is non-essential in most cases. Well, that's not true. When I go on vacation, that's because you have made a choice that whatever happens, wherever it happens, has a benefit to you that will allow you to change your perspective. I will tell you, it is rarely the case, unless you are being overwhelmed by your change in condition. you go like to Antarctica or something like that, and you must survive by walking a day in the snow and following this rope. Okay, you probably won't worry about your taxes the same way or the fight you had with whoever because you are locked in a desperate race for survival. But when you go to the Bahamas or go wherever you're going, there's usually enough mishigas and BS just getting to the vacation to kind of keep you in the same foul state or whatever negativity there is that you're trying to escape from. The travel itself is non-essential. You don't have to take a vacation to get to a different space. You don't need a different place to get to a different space. Can it be assistive? Of course. Nature, change of scenery, but only if you do everything else that goes along with it. You know, in Latin, the expression sine qua non, without this, nothing. That is not true when it comes to wanting to change attitude. Changes in latitude, changes in, you know. Jimmy Buffett is right, but he's also drunk, right? The point of the song. So it's about what you're going to do to create that change. And it's not as simple as different place. It's not as simple as distraction if your goal is actually sustained or sustainable change. I have struggled with this. Almost everything I'm talking to you about is because I've struggled with it. Again, I'm not some guru. It's important that I remember to say this. Not like that's a shock. Too many of you are looking at these things as if they're answers I've developed or something. No, it's the opposite of that. Learn from what I have learned, even if I don't practice it well. In most cases, I don't practice it well. The struggle is very real for me. None of this is easy. I have given much thought on multiple occasions of whether or not what I'm doing is worth it and worthwhile and worthy. Worth it, meaning the effort, the time, what comes back at me for it, what I get for it. Worthwhile, meaning that on balance, it's a net positive in my life. And worthy, meaning is this of value in trying to help? Because I'm kind of obsessed with trying to help our condition here. I'm really worried about us as a people. And I'm worried about my own family. I'm worried about my kids. I'm worried about my relationships. I'm worried about me. I'm worried. I'm worried a lot. And it's not a ski trip to Wyoming away from not being worried. It's about wanting to change your space. And I don't mean where you live at home. Anything can be assistive as a catalyst for change, by the way. Any change. I'm going to clean my car. I'm going to clean my room. All of this stuff has metaphorical value. Don't misunderstand my point. But the idea that, well, I'm going to have to move. In recovery, people talk about people, places, and things. Why? Because just because you move from Chicago to New York does not mean you'll no longer be a drunk. Places, people, and things, which means if you want to change, you got to change everything. Because it's all about this and how this applies to everything. Wait, doesn't that mean that you can stay in the same place with the same people and have the same things, but just change your mindset? Right. But I'm saying it's about assistive. It's not a substitute, but it's assistive. And you have to see it that way. Don't expect things to change just because of one aspect of something changing. You see what I'm saying? You want to get in better shape. Okay. Sleep, food, move. Okay, how about just sleep? Yeah, but it's not the same as if you change the food and change the movement. Okay, how about two? Yeah, even better than one. Not the same as all of it. You understand? That's the point. So don't think about the easy part of change. Think about the hard part of change, which is how you change your mindset and your behavior. Because the different place is really just a distraction. This is about you and your mindset. Kai Green, would-be actor, famous bodybuilder. Thoughts become things. My tweak on that is, doesn't sound as good as thoughts become things, but it's that thoughts become behaviors. And what you do often, you will do well, for better or worse. Eat a lot of cookies, you're going to be good at getting fat. Work out a lot, practice kindness a lot, you're going to be good to people. Work out a lot, you're going to look good. Thoughts become things. Much more important than getting on the plane to go somewhere else, because it's all about why you're getting on there and how you're going to be when you get off.
Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from Delete Me. So, Delete Me is a necessary. Why? Reality. Online boogeyman. Harassed. Scammed. Identity theft. Spam and robocalls out the wazoo. Man, I get hit with all of it. Some of it is done out of spite. I'm convinced people put me on lists and have tracking software put on me just to make my life more of a hassle. But here's the reality for everyone. Personal information is everywhere on the internet. You are an easy target. That's why I personally recommend Delete Me. Okay? What does it do? It removes any personal information that you don't want online and makes sure it stays off. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private. Sign up for Delete Me now at a special discount for my listeners. Today, you'll get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/Cuomo. Use the promo code Cuomo at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/Cuomo and enter the code Cuomo at checkout. joindeleteme.com/Cuomo. Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from Cozy Earth. Did you know that 35% of us report experiencing poor sleep quality? Not that big a surprise, but you got to go a layer deeper. Why? Why? Because I have something that will transform your sleep problem. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Little funny side note, my wife just left to go from our apartment out to our house where we live. Guess what she took with her in her bag? The sheets. Ha! I gotta get another set. She took the Cozy Earth from the apartment. I don't know what I'm sleeping on tonight. Cozy Earth bedding are temperature regulating. That's the technology. That's the key. So what they do is literally adapt to your body's needs. And that helps tailor the sleep experience to you. They use only the best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness, and that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. Treat yourself to the ultimate in comfort and indulgence with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear, and prioritize your self-care and sleep health. Use my promo code, Chris, at checkout, and you'll get 35% off at CozyEarth.com. After you place your order, be sure to let them know we sent you. Select podcast in the survey and be sure to write in the Chris Cuomo Project, please.
Now, another aspect of that is, well, you know, I need the change of scenery. Or in changing space, you come to the realization, and this is really hard, and I don't accept this and I don't practice it, but I know that it's true. My good friend, my mentor, Marshall Goldsmith, had it not been for his advice, I would have never left ABC News to go to CNN. And no matter what you feel about any media, let alone those outlets, or me and my media work, that was a huge jump in my career, going to CNN. And I wasn't going to go because people at the network looked down at cable at that time. Now all the biggest stars are on cable. But it was dicey. I was going to work for somebody who was controversial. And Marshall kind of helped me understand that it was the right move at the right time for the right reasons. So I'm tremendously dependent on his advice. Life is good, he says all the time. Life is good. Now, you could dismiss that as a banality or a cliche. You could also dismiss it as very arrogant. Yeah, for you, successful business consultant all over the world. But then you arrive at what its true meaning is. Life is always good. Life is good. Why? Because the opposite of that proposition is you're dead. And even if you're in enough pain where you're like, yeah, that's what I want. Well, you may feel like that's what you want, but you're still here. So invest in that, because otherwise you would have killed yourself. And second, remember how selfish suicide is. And I understand the pain, and I've dealt with people who've tried to take their own lives and who have taken their own lives and who think about taking their own lives. And I get it. I get it. I get how painful this life can be. Inexorably miserable, physically hurting, wanting it to stop, feeling worthless for everyone. But I'll tell you, I can't think of a suicide I've ever been around or covered or experienced where there weren't so many people left in the wreckage, just devastated by it. And that really informs the idea of, you think you're checking out, but what about the tab that you're leaving on all these people that you care about? Life is good, because what's the alternative? That you're dead? Oh yeah, but when it sucks, it sucks. But it's still life. There's still another day. There's still another way. There's still another chance. Now that's about changing your space. That's about changing your perspective. And that is absolutely choice and evolution of self. It doesn't matter. Yeah, but I'm broke. But they're coming for this couch tomorrow. They turned off my Wi-Fi. I'll pay your bill. You don't have to worry about that. Yes, but you still got another chance. You still got another day. Life is a gift. Therefore, life is good. Because the alternative is to have no opportunity at all. And as long as there's an opportunity, there's a chance. And as long as there's a chance, there's a chance for better. And I have seen this made manifest by people in every flavor of suck. Life in prison. Dying of, untreatable illness, going to be executed, just all kinds of human pain. And they are able to have perspective that generates a positivity within them. Amazing. I don't think that I could do it. In fact, I know that I've had opportunities and I haven't done it. Not to the extent that I should. But this is a really powerful lesson, because too often we're looking for shortcuts, okay? And that's the headline, that's the bottom line. There are no shortcuts. There is only consistency and constancy and sustained effort and restarting effort, starting again, grinding. That's all there is. You control your attitude, you control your effort, you control certain outcomes, certain ones, not so many. Different place, good. Different space, that's the required change. And it's not as simple. It's no shortcut. It's about a determination that is coupled with behavior of consistency. And you have to know that, because too often people think, well, I'm moving to another city. Now I'll find love. Not if you don't change your perspective on relationships and what's healthy and what isn't and how you are in them or not. Otherwise, you just see how many people you know that get out of one relationship, they wind up in another relationship with like a different flavor or the same flavor of jerk. Why? Because it can't just be about that part. It's got to be about this part and the sense of self-worth and the work on yourself and the understandings. It's not just a different place. I don't understand. I moved to Los Angeles. I'm still fat. Yeah. Did your behaviors change? Did your habits change? Is your health in check? Different place is not the same as different space. It can help, but there's more to it than that. And you should be okay with that. You shouldn't be bummed that there's not a shortcut. What in life, what that really matters in your life didn't come hard? Doesn't take sustained effort. Take some solace in that. I try to. And I really hope that this is helpful to you. And I'm okay. I appreciate all of you asking. Life is not easy. Life is good. Sure, I accept it. but it's not always easy, and that's okay. And I try and I fail. And as of this taping, I'm going to try again. And I hope you do as well. Thank you very much. Subscribe, follow. Appreciate all the feedback. Appreciate you liking these. It's the only reason I'm doing it, okay? Only reason is that I'm getting good feedback that it's helpful to people. And that's making me feel like I'm putting purpose to my own problems. And that's great. Because if I can help, it's totally worth putting it out there, getting beat up for it, having people take things out of context or say that I'm crazy or whatever they want to say. It's worth it if it's worthwhile to you. Don't forget News Nation, 8 and 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, okay? And I really appreciate everything and I wish you well. Take care of yourself.